Welcome to Micro, a podcast for short but powerful writing. I'm your host, Drew Hawkins. Each episode, we feature a few short, fresh pieces of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and everything in between. Our mission is to elevate small works with big voices and the writers and publications behind them. This episode features pieces of fiction that in some way all involve a terrestrial or earthly aspect. We'll start with a single sentence stunner called Cosmonauts Used to Carry Guns in Space. It was written by Kirsten Renaud and published by HAD, also known as Hobart After Dark, on December 26, 2020. Enjoy.
Who is to deny the possibility that after the cosmonauts prepare their bodies for a life above the clouds, after they break through the glass sky, shatter the atmosphere on their way into the cosmos, after they race through the universe, dance across Ursa Minor and Major, after they land back on Earth smelling of burnt rocket fuel, with stardust still stuck to their hair like dandruff and dripping off their shoulders, after they experience the stuff of gods and heavens, after all that, they won't eventually have to return to face off against a Siberian bear.
Kirsten Renaud is a creative nonfiction editor at Bayou Magazine and has been previously published in the Threepenny Review, Hobart, Trampset, and others. You can find her on social media at Renaud Glow or on her website at kirstenrenaud.com. This next piece is a dusty old soul titled Parable of the Drought. It was written by Maridon Duckler and published by No Contact on December 22nd, 2020. Please enjoy.
Parable of the Drought. I was rattling the inside of an old saltine tin when you came home. We're out of tears, I said. Again, I said. You put the bags down in a huff. They were supposed to last until the party, you said. Where did they go? Well, we both know the answer to that. You spent them, pretending it's for others, to be donated or sent overseas. But it's crap. Everyone knows you cried up all those tears for yourself. My eyes have been dried for 15 years. My mouth is like a ghost lake. Sadness scurries in rat feed at the bottom of my well. A soul could drop a rock in there and hear no echo. Whereas you are a fountain, bountiful crocodile. The world is your blue handkerchief, wrung once and snapped out fresh. I'm sad, I said. I'm broken. I walked to the other room and saw you absorbed in the images, taking a screenshot and superimposing it on your face. What do you want now, you said. I tried to explain to you about my hollow, my dust. You turned your face to me. God damn, you are beautiful. I'm so sorry, you said, and your eyes filled up with tears.
Maridon Duckler lives and works in Oregon, where she writes micros, poetry, and plays, sometimes all in the same piece. She's had work published in New Flash Fiction, Frigg, Hobart, and was a finalist for Fineline. You can find her on Twitter at Maridon D and on Instagram under her full name, Maridon Duckler. You can also visit her website at maridonduckler.com. Our final piece brings us all the way down to the earth, down to the floor. It's called Moss. It was written by Fiona M. Jones and published in Longleaf Review on May 31st, 2020. Enjoy.
down here at the bottom of the ear, the greenest thing is moss. In low December light, lower than the cloud-headed hills, familiar greens have darkened or faded or gone. Gorse and fir stand almost black, and ragged hill grasses not so far off grey. Brackens have browned and crumpled lower under every autumnal storm. Paths trodden by walkers or sheep lie blackened with mud. Damp everywhere and damper still with every passing day of mist or sleet or downpour. But up here in the wind-shredded sunlight, patches of moss glow rich in fresh colour, laying claim to every space on rock or rough ground, thriving, crowding, thickening on their own captured load of moisture, only to capture more. This year, while forests burned around the world and too many green things died, the mosses have quietly flourished. This autumn, while leaves fell and herbage died back, the mosses everywhere turned dullness into variegating green. Down there in the town at the foot of the hillside, someone rips unwelcome greenness from his roof or blasts unwanted growth from his tidy, red-bricked driveway. It's a bad year for moss, he'll say to himself, for mosses have advanced all over, furring, softening stone walls and edging walkways, deepening shaded ground, grasping dampness and pulling nourishment out of air, gathering carbon back into peat. In faraway London, where generations of inhabitants fought against small green incursions, city designers now build tall rectangular towers of mosses above their heavy trafficked streets, turning back in desperation to nature to cure polluted air. And everywhere I look, even on crowded city pavements, the tiny plants this year seem bent upon invasion, certain of their right. Moss can't do much, but in its own small way, it's doing its best to save us. Down here on the slippery edge of creation's seventh night, moss is the greenest thing.
Fiona Jones writes very short pieces, usually about trees and things. You can find her on Twitter and Facebook at Fij20. That's F-I-I-J-20. Micro is produced and hosted by me, Drew Hawkins. Original music is by Matt Ordez. You can find all of the information about this episode's writers, their featured work, and the publications where they were published in the show notes. You should be able to find us everywhere you find podcasts soon, but you can always find our shows at micropodcast.org. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.